Proclamation number 4822 of 21st of January, 1950. God's plan of salvation. What has been decided in my plan of salvation will irrevocably take place, for my wisdom recognized the necessity of it in order to bring to perfection what once had become apostate to me. The time for every event has been determined since eternity, because the will of the Spirit has also been apparent to me since eternity, so that I also recognize the length of time in which a process of development is to be regarded as finished or failed, which is why new phases of development always begin when no results are achieved. Since it is therefore now clearly before me that and when people fail, it has been determined since eternity when a new earth period begins and the old one is therefore finished. And this point in time is held in abeyance because the departure from it would only have an evil effect on the spiritual, and my constant concern only applies to these beings which are in dire need due to their imperfection. 23rd of the 1st 1950. The end of an earth period is therefore fixed in time and cannot be postponed by human will, yet human will can shape the way of the end of a developmental period into a less painful one if it would be willing to subordinate itself to my will, so that the destruction of the old earth would affect the spiritual substances still bound in the creations, whereas the human being who endeavors to live according to my will could reap the reward in a painless passage into the spiritual kingdom or even in a sudden transfer to a newly emerged creation. A will which submits to me does not need such sharp means of education, and the time of the end of the earth could approach for people without any horror. But people can no longer stop it from coming despite a possible change of will. For this has been determined since eternity. People can certainly shake off their belief in it, but then only to their own detriment. But if a person believes he can reduce the horrors for himself, even if he cannot completely avert them for the sake of his fellow human beings, yet as soon as he submits to my will as an individual, he is under my special protection, and that which completely opposes me together with its Lord cannot harm his soul, even though he is also earthly oppressed. Yet such a believing person is strong for himself because my strength flows through him and he feels safe and secure in my protection. I inform my own of my eternal plan of salvation, I announce the near end to them, I draw their attention to the signs of it and give them the promise of my help, my presence and my coming in greatest adversity. And anyone who believes these words of mine will survive the time of the end without harm to his soul, he will not need to worry, for his faith gives him the expectation of my help, his faith gives him strength and grace to remain faithful to me and persevere until the end. Amen.